Neda, Yerushalmi, course 1 2 Neda Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, 13 lines down, where the words of Yizera B'Shem Durabonon. Yizera B'Shem Durabonon, Hein Dat Amos Toilin Shilia B'Vlad, Shein Ha'isha Misaberes, V'Chayzeres Misaberes. Yizera, quoting Rabon, said that that you said that we attribute a Shilia to a child, and we're not concerned that lest the Shilia was born was from another fetus, it's because a pregnant woman does not become pregnant again with a second fetus. The Gemara asks, we should attribute a Shilia to Nephilim for this reason, that a woman does not become pregnant again. The answer is, we don't, because the Shilia does not separate from the fetus until it's finished. Rather, I say that she became pregnant with twins, and the Shilia of the Shafir, which is the Nephil, was dissolved, and the Shafir of this Shilia was dissolved. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem, Rav Toilin, Shilia, B'Vlad, Ad Shleisha Yomim, Ve'in Avlad, Mishtai, La'achah Chaveiroi, Shisei Klum. Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that we attribute a Shilia to a child until 3 days. A child doesn't delay coming out at all after its twin. Amr Rabbi Zera, Man, Dama, Hadar, Amr Hadar, Ve'inam Peligin, Hadar, Al Hadar. Rabbi Zera says, the one who said this, he said also this. They don't argue. In fact, this is an implied question. The first teaching implies that if they came out more than 3 days apart, we're concerned lest there was another child, and there's a delay of more than 3 days between them, unlike the most recent teaching. Amar bar Ukma Rav Yehuda b'Shem Rav Hein Dat Amar Toilin Shilia b'Vlad Ad Shleisha Yomim Keshe Yotza Shisei Nefil Tchila V'Hein Dat Amar Ein Avlad Mishta'a La'acha Chaviroi Shisei Klum Keshe Yotza Avlad Tchila. The Abba answers that Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, said he established we attribute a Shilia to a child until 3 days, that's when the Nephil came out first. This that we say a child does not delay at all after its colleague is when the viable child came out first. Amr Mana, Ve'irus Elaine Lataya, Nafian Kadmoi. And Rav Mana brings a report, this is proper because those that nature expels them into the Nephil, they leave first. Amr Yosi, Rabun, Niftach Lagodol, Niftach Lakotan, Niftach Lakotan, Lo Niftach Lagodol. And we have a support, says Rabbi Yosi Rabun, another support is that if an opening was open for what is big, which is a viable child, it's open for what's small. If it's open for what's small, it's not open for what's big. It means if the womb opened for a viable child to leave, also the navel would leave. If it opened for the navel to leave, the viable child would not leave. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, he, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Nimuk, Havlad, Ad Shela Yotza. Rabbi Yochanan says concerning the Shilia, concerned that the Shilia was from another fetus is like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says the child dissolved before it left, the Chachamim argue with him only about Tumas Meis. Amr Rav Yochanan Moed Rav Shimon Shehu Moedze Es Imoy Yemei Leda. Rav Yochanan says Rav Shimon agrees that Shilia is Matame's mother Yemei Leda. Me'ata Yehei Habayis Tomei. If so, it means if it's considered a child, then the house should be Tomei. Amr Rav Yibun Barchia Tipate Sheyotza Eshizei Keshehu Nimik. Rav Yibun Barchia answered that the case is that it left when it was dissolved. Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, do you not agree to me that if one takes out the kli in which the child is from the inner house to the outer house is tahor? The Chachamim answers, because it mixes and dissolves. Rav Shimon said, well, also this means the inner house is as if it's mixed. The Gemara asks Kalim that were there at the time that the fetus left, what's the law? We learn from the following Mishnah that Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov says, if a big animal expelled a cake of blood, it's buried and it's exempt from b'chayva. And the Bais says about that it's not matame through moving it. And she now adds, "Amai to cover. Why is it then buried?" And we add this as well. Could they defile from a she? He petura min a bechayva. The answer is, it's to publicize that the mother is exempt from bechayva, but not due to kedushas bechor, because we say that it dissolved. Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, Shneihem amin davar echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, and Yaakov both say the same thing. Ado amar kelim shahayusham b'shas yisia tohayim. We can infer, therefore, that Kalim that were there at the time it left are Tahirim.